Homeless teenagers have been in the news a lot lately, not as individuals, but as a faceless group responsible for crime and vandalism in downtown Anchorage. Anchorage Daily News columnist Julia O'Malley wrote last summer about two downtown bike police officers who questioned whether nonprofits that serve teenagers are making the problem worse. Earlier this month, she visited one of those nonprofits to get their side of the story.
If you want a close-up of what it's like for homeless teens, ride the bus with Kalesia Monroe. She does outreach for the nonprofit Alaska Youth Advocates, a teen health center based out of the downtown transit center. I'm riding the number 9 with her and two outreach workers to the Diamond Mall. Kalesia carries a large backpack stuffed with supplies.
In the wintertime, we pack like gloves and hats, and like we always have socks and what would you call it? Deodorant and
Alaska Youth Advocates uses paid peer outreach workers under the theory that teens have the easiest time trusting other teens. Kalesia's mission is to let teenagers know about their clinic downtown, which offers everything from STD testing to help finding jobs and housing. Kalesia is 16 and has been homeless herself.
Well, I can say for 6 months being into this job, I know like I was homeless. So I know then, like, what I needed was, like, some clothes. What I needed was, like, something to eat. What I needed was, like, some warmth of, like, a shelter, something over my head.
Last year, outreach workers made more than 5,000 contacts, according to AYA statistics. Becca Shire, the outreach coordinator, says they focus on risk reduction. That means giving a teenage girl who's involved with prostitution condoms, or giving a teen who's using heroin a referral for clean needles.
The stuff we carry around is not to enable people or to just like, oh, encourage sex or encourage homelessness or things like that, but we really want to make sure that if they're going to make the choices, they have everything to make the safest choices.
Becca says the reason teenagers become runaways is complex. The decision can involve poverty, a parent's mental health problems, substance abuse, sexual abuse, or domestic violence. Becca says police understand things in black and white. With homeless teens, sometimes that means missing what's really going on.
When it's criminalized, that to me is unfair. And I know the cops are just doing their job, but I think sometimes people in certain positions kind of don't look at the all-around picture.
A kid shoplifting food is probably hungry. A teenager trespassing by sleeping in a store is probably homeless. Kalesia ran away at 14, in part to send a message to her mother.
I was just running away because I wanted her to understand that, like, get it together, like, we're homeless, we don't have anywhere to stay. She called the police and told them I was a juvenile delinquent, I was a runaway. I was, you know, and I need to be caught, and, you know? And they come up to my school and they handcuffing me and like I'm some kind of criminal or something.
We ride south and make a pass through the Diamond Center and then get back on the bus heading downtown. A mother hustles two little girls on board behind us. The oldest must be 3. The littlest one isn't yet 2, and she keeps standing up in her seat. The mother looks overwhelmed. She yells at the little girl to sit down. Kalesia sits across from them and starts to practice one of her spoken word poems with its themes of abandonment and longing.
I was a fool. Girl, I was his fool. He played me without even waiting for me to light up and load. Deception was a game being played. See, it was deception that persuaded me into trusting him, and it was deception that kept this fool from seeing the real me.
The little girls study her the way that children stare at strangers on a bus, not old enough yet to understand what she's saying. In Anchorage, I'm Julia O'Malley.
Julia O'Malley's story is part of a collaboration between APRN and the Anchorage Daily News. To hear the full column and hear the rest of Kalesia's poem, go to adn.com. We'll also have a link at alaskapublic.org.